Homeport by Nora Roberts. Copyright 1998 by Nora Roberts and performance copyright 1998 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. For Marianne and Kai, with love and hope and admiration. Part 1. Homeport. Beauty is its own excuse for being. Emerson. Chapter 1. The damp, snapping wind iced the bones through to the marrow. Snow from a storm earlier in the week was piled in irregular hills along the side of the road. The sky was bitter blue. Stern trees with black empty branches rose out of winter-browned grass and shook their limbs like fists against the cold. That was March in Maine. Miranda pumped the heater up to full, programmed her CD player to Puccini's La Bohème, and drove with the music soaring. She was coming home. After a 10-day lecture tour, bumping from hotel to college campus to airport and back to hotel, Miranda was more than ready for home. Her relief might have had something to do with the fact that she hated giving lectures, suffered miserably every time she had to face those rows of eager faces. But shyness and stage fright weren't allowed to interfere with duty. She was Dr. Miranda Jones, a Jones of Jones Point, and she was never permitted to forget it. The city had been founded by the first Charles Jones to make his mark in the New World. The Joneses, Miranda knew, were required to make their marks, to maintain their position as the leading family of the Point, to contribute to society, to behave as expected of the Joneses of Jones Point, Maine. Thrilled to put distance between herself and the airport, she turned onto the coast road and hit the gas. Driving fast was one of her small pleasures. She liked to move quickly to get from one...